This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon goes in front of the Senate Banking Committee today. He'll be trying to explain how JPMorgan lost $2 billion. Dimon will argue the loss was an isolated incident and that no customers lost money. Marketplace's Heidi Moore has more from Washington.
When members of Congress grill Wall Street CEOs, the sparks usually fly. Remember 2009? Representative Maxine Waters faced off against Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis.
Bank of America, you paid yourself $30 million in fees. Why do you do that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Or 2010, when Senator Carl Levin noted the scatological aspect of a Goldman Sachs contract.
Look what your sales team was saying about Timberwolf. Boy, that Timberwolf was one shitty deal.
Here in Washington, Jamie Dimon's testimony today is so anticipated that one veteran of Capitol Hill described it to me as Dimonpalooza. Jamie Dimon isn't just any bank CEO. Stanford Business School professor Anand Mahdi used an apt phrase.
The banker we hate the least.
Chris Payne, a senior economic analyst at Bloomberg Government, has met with congressional staffers, and he says that Dimon's rock star glow has dimmed lately.
I dare say that no one in Washington is going to be particularly sympathetic to him. I think he's going to get a fairly rough ride.
That's because everyone here is sick of sparring about the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill. Payne says the political will just isn't there anymore.
Perhaps there isn't the kind of ire against Wall Street that there once was. This is just a kind of irritating blip.
It's hard to imagine a $2 billion trading loss as a blip, but Admati agrees that's all it is for J.P. Morgan, which has $2 trillion in assets. That's why she says the hearings could open the door to a larger conversation about the health of the banking system.
What I'd like Congress to be doing is asking what this means for the kind of bigger picture.
Unfortunately, with the summer recess and the elections in November, not many in Washington will be able to start painting that picture until January 2013. In Washington, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.